Afghanistan is preparing for presidential and parliamentary elections in about 9 months, and aid organizations there have begun a new push to help form a viable democracy. From Kabul, Rachel Martin reports on one program designed to give political groups the information and tools they need to become successful.
Although the rhetoric is close to the real thing, the candidates and their political parties are not. They're part of a two-day election simulation set up by the Washington-based National Democratic Institute, or NDI. Workshop participants are divided up into three political parties, green, red, and black, the colors of the Afghan flag. Abdullah Jafar from the Panjshir Valley north of Kabul is the leader of the Black Party. An architectural engineer by trade, he says he's here to learn the ins and outs of campaigns so he can teach the members of his political party back home.
Only a few people are educated, but most people are illiterate, so we have to train them. We have to have more of these kinds of workshops so people can make their vote count.
And that's the goal, says NDI campaign training director Kit Spence. He says there are many organizations working on educating voters in Afghanistan.
Who's got the most to lose? The parties do, so then we can say to them, well, it's important for you to ensure that your people know how to mark the ballot, that they have the proper identification when they show up at the poll, that they go to the right poll, all of those kinds of things.
NDI, with the help of the U.S. government, has set up 6 of these training centers around the country and will soon open up more. The centers are meant to be places where political parties can gather to talk strategy, research candidates, and walk through the election process through simulations like this one.
We even got our own little voting booth. We bought this tin box down the street, so we have our ballot box. No seals on it. No seals?
Trainers explain how to clearly mark an X next to the preferred party candidate. Then one by one, the participants enter the makeshift voting booth. 22-year-old Huma Nasseri is one of 3 women at the workshop. Smiling as she drops her ballot into the box, Nasseri says learning the election process is about more than just marking a ballot.
If I'm educated, I will know myself. I will know God. What is he saying? And second time that every person is born free. They have the rights to choose their own whatever they like in life, what they want to nominate, to whom do you want to vote. They should be free.
Nasseri belongs to the National Unity for Afghan Youth Party. According to the Ministry of Justice, more than 30 groups like hers have registered, and another 30 are waiting for approval. Many of the parties today are centered on a strong party leader or personality, including some of the country's most notorious warlords. For decades, most political parties in Afghanistan have served as the front for paramilitary leaders. U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad says it won't be easy to transform these groups into legitimate vehicles for social change.
Parties have not had a good history in Afghanistan. People are suspicious of them because they have not generally been democratic. They have been extremists or communists in the past. The challenge for them is whether they can change themselves. Can they seize this new moment of opportunity and behave according to the requirements of a successful democratic polity?
While the presidential elections this fall will include both party candidates and independents, the big season for Afghanistan's political parties is next spring, when parliamentary and local elections take place. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Martin in Kabul.